Thank you for listening to Flesh for Frankenstein. Give it up for Frank Olson, helping us break down Flesh for Frankenstein. Of course, we have some bonus content to share with you after these brief messages. Of course, I'm going to say that you should check out patreon.com/campkaiju. Check out our tiers, see the various benefits available to you from $3 a month all the way to $15 a month. Without further ado, please enjoy this cut for time content and stay tuned for our next episode. Next week, we are going to the American West with some dinosaurs in the Valley of Guanji from 1969. Directed by Jim O'Connelly and special effects by the one and only Ray Harryhausen. So rent that, buy that, watch that if you can, and get ready to discuss a pretty thrilling cult classic. All right. Till then, stay campy.
Joe D'Alessandro, when he's used in movies where he like doesn't speak, because he is like an extremely handsome man and obviously is like a striking.
Several of the movies that he made with Paul Morrissey, he plays a male prostitute in New York. So like you could probably buy him as a male prostitute in New York. That seems like the role he was kind of born to play. But like his role in this movie, not so much, not very convincing.
Right. And speaking of camp and queerness, at this time surrounding Flesh for Frankenstein, you know, part of the counterculture is the rise of LGBTQ plus rights and civil rights and activism, especially following the Stonewall riots in 1969, I think that's right, in Greenwich Village in New York City. All of this is the same cultural cauldron in which Andy Warhol, his superstars, the Factory, are living within. So everything is just feeding off of each other. And you can see that, I think, in Flesh for Frankenstein, the relationship between Sasha and Nicholas, especially, you know, they're in the bordello and one of them is interested in the women and one of them is not. Extending that when the creatures in the male and female are alive, when they're brought to life and they have zero sexual chemistry between them, especially Sasha, he is very uninterested, I would say, in the female, which actually is a nice inverse of the Bride for Frankenstein classic climax there, when the bride is very much disinterested in the monster himself. So all this to say, any conversation about Flesh for Frankenstein cannot exist without discussing the broader cultural implications of the queer community and gay activism in the early 1970s. I am by no means an expert, and I would just encourage you all to go forth, read up on this history, both in cinema and the American culture in general. What else we got?
We have to find the right head for this torso. Has to be of a man who strongly craves women, whose overriding urges are sensual. If he succeeds in finding such a single-minded man, our chances are very good that the male we create will fall in love with my female zombie. They will mate, and she will bear me the children I want. They're going to be a true start of a new race, entirely created by me.